Well, hey friends, welcome to my daily teaching video. Great to have you here with me. Hey, for this week, I'm going to be teaching from my new book, The Promise, and I'm going to be teaching all week long about how to grow your faith. Really great, and subject I'm really passionate about. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. Let me do three quick announcements. First, if you are new on my channel, please check out my ministry. Links below. Hit the YouTube subscribe button. Thank you to all of the over 1 million subscribers now to our channel. Number two, I want to say a big thanks to all of the partners of my ministry. You know who you are. We love and appreciate you. If you'd like to become a partner, details below. And lastly, yeah, I have a brand new book out called The Promise, all about how to build a promise-filled life and live in and from the promises of God. It's available right now on Amazon as a Kindle or a paperback, and there'll be a link below. Really encourage you to get a copy of this and follow along. Right, let's jump into this teaching. Hey, welcome to day four of my teaching all about growing your faith. And I began yesterday talking about the idea that all of us at times are going to have our faith put on trial, the trial of your faith. And yet this is actually a good thing, not a bad thing, because when our faith is tried and proved, we come through to a whole other level where suddenly the thing what we used to believe in becomes our experience. And that's actually the goal of faith. If you think about it, the goal of faith is not faith. The goal of faith is experience. Pause, think about that for a second. I don't simply believe Jesus is my Savior. I know He's my Savior. I experience His salvation. I don't simply have faith in God's provision. I was able to pay for the coffee here, and it's expensive. Come on, I don't want to have faith that Jesus is my healer. I want to live in the experience of His health and healing. So I don't want to know, I believe in the joy of the Lord. I want to experience the joy of the Lord. So the goal of Bible faith is to produce Bible experience. I often take the passage in Acts 2 when Peter stands up on the day of Pentecost. There's all of this experience going on. Tongues, fire, laughter, drunkenness, God showing up. And then it's like Peter holds up the scroll of the prophet Joel and said, this is that. This that you see is that which was spoken by the prophet. And God wants us to be a people of the this and the that. People of the book, people of the corresponding experience that matches and goes with that book. So your faith is going to be put on trial. And I want to give you some keys that will help you walk through that. Again, let me say this at the beginning. This is worth writing down. When your faith is on trial, your goal should not be to get God to do the thing. And that's usually, again, at least emotionally, where we are at. So let's take the example. You've got pain in your body. You've got a Bible that says God's, He's the Lord, your healer. You believe in His word. And your faith, you begin a trial of your faith. You begin going on a journey where you say, I believe God's healing is in my body right now. And your body says, we don't believe this, there's pain. Two witnesses, double-minded, going on there. Now, what most of us do in there is we think the goal is to get rid of the pain. The goal is to not get rid of the pain. The goal is to get rid of the doubt. Let me say that again. The goal is not to change God. The goal is not to put Him in a good mood. The goal is not to persuade Him to do something, get Him to give. I've seen many people confess Bible verses for days, weeks, years. And in a way, what they're doing is say, if I say this verse long enough, I'll twist God's arm and I'll force Him to do the thing that for some reason He's not doing. And that is a complete waste of time. Yeah, we should confess God's word for days, weeks, hours, years. And yet our goal should actually be this. From God's perspective, this is already done. I don't need to get Him to do anything, to talk Him into doing anything. From His perspective, it's done, done, done. Now, my challenge is me. My challenge is changing my heart. My challenge is embedding this in my heart and displacing the unbelief. So it's really helpful if we know when you're in a trial of your faith, the goal is not actually to get the thing. The goal is to allow the Holy Spirit to bring your heart to a place where you're no longer double-minded. If a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and will not receive from God, then logically speaking, a single-minded man is stable in all his ways and he will receive from God. Selah. So our goal is to get to the place where we're single-mindedness, single-hearted, or fully persuaded. And it's my experience and my testimony to you that I've never once seen anybody who fully came to that place where they were single-minded who didn't receive from God. What I've seen is a lot of people who think they are, or who are trying to convince themselves, me, or God that they are, when they're not really. I can't tell you how many times I've seen somebody, like in that healing analogy, go, like, I believe, and then they say, but it's not working. And the exclamation, it's not working, is really more representative of what's going on in the heart than the I believe. So, hope that helps you. Number one, get to the place where your heart is fully persuaded. Okay, this will really help you as well, because again, I think most of us don't tend to think about these things until we're in that moment. And here's what happens to me consistently when I've gone through a trial of my faith. I start off in faith, I'm all enthusiastic, pumped up, I'm believing God. Contrary circumstances, the wind and the waves, to take Peter's analogy, the pain, the bill I can't pay, whatever, come and contradict God's word. What happens to most of us is we endure for a moment, we get enthusiastic, yeah, all rah-rah, and then we get, I don't want to overhype the words, but we become affected in our emotions by the trial of that faith. This is what usually happens to me and to you. We become despondent. We feel like this is never going to work. This is not true. It's a con. It doesn't. We emotionally, I don't want to use the word depression because that's a deep word, but it's like we enter into a mini depression in the context of this situation. And so often we're like, oh, we can't be bothered, and we've lost all passion, and we don't feel we have any faith. Again, Satan is a liar, and he's great at suggesting things to you. And when you engage with an idea, instantly you begin to feel that idea. And I think it's actually good that you know in advance you're going to go through this. You know, it's interesting. I travel a lot internationally. I'm in France today, beautiful city of Lyon. It's a Thursday. On Monday evening, I left Boston. I flew to, what did I fly to? Montreal, Canada. And then I flew overnight to Lyon, France here. Picked up a rental car. Drove nearly 2 hours to my home in France. Here's the point I'm trying to get to. I know that by the time I arrive in my home, because I've done this so many times, I haven't slept all night, I've got jet lag, I'm dehydrated, I am tired, I don't do well when I don't sleep. In mid-afternoon, I just want to sleep, and nothing looks good. Emotionally, I'm like, why did I bother doing this? I'm in that place. No, I've just accepted in advance I'm going to feel that way. I accept it's a bit of a write-off as a day. I accept I'll get there in the afternoon, take a little nap, try to go to bed early in the evening. I'm not bothered by those things because I anticipate them. The problem is most of us think we're going to believe God for something, it's going to happen instantly, and oh, we're going to have mood music playing in the background. So when we will prepare ourselves emotionally, it will really help. Okay, let's end with this. I spoke yesterday about 50% unbelief, 50% faith, and how do we keep shifting and changing the balance? Okay. I would say this, it really all comes down to focus. Whatever you think about will fill your heart and your life. Jesus said when your eye is single, your whole body will be filled with light. Yeah? There's an old song that says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things on earth will be strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And when we are in that position, half faith, unbelief, what Satan loves to do is to hijack the process. Well, we keep looking at our doubts. You know, somebody once said, unbelief is the dark room where you develop your negatives. Think about it. And my point is, the more we will just focus, we're not trying to deny that negative, we just focus on what God has said. We don't look at the wind and the waves, we put blinkers or blinders, I think Americans call that, like a horse, and we become single-minded, single-eyed, we fix our eyes on him, and we keep engaging with his word. And I have really learned this, to go back to the emotion thing, I've learned that I have faith when I don't feel I have faith. I've learned my faith can be working and growing when I don't feel any emotional response whatsoever. I learned my faith can be growing and working and producing when I'm not getting any corresponding emotional payoff that matches that. So I've just learned to walk through those seasons, keep thanking God, keep building my faith. Thanksgiving is a great way of building your faith. Thanksgiving gives God glory. It's worship and acknowledges the veracity, the accuracy, the truth of God's word versus anything else that would contradict God's word. And here's my encouragement to you. Just keep going day by day, bird by bird, as Annie Lamont says. Keep going, keep building that faith, and a day will come when that cup will overflow. You reach that tipping point and you will receive. But more importantly than that, you'll receive a testimony. And more important than that, one of Satan's lies that this can never work for you will be broken. And you move into a whole other place of faith. Hey, I'm going to be back tomorrow with some Q&A on this subject. So if you have a question, love to hear from your question suggestions. Have a great day, guys, wherever you're at. Bye for now. Well, thank you for watching this far. Again, I'll be back tomorrow with another video. We have over 1,500 videos on our YouTube channel. Do check out those, and I'd love to hear from you in person. Drop me a comment below. Let me know if I can pray for you, and I encourage you to pick up a copy of my new book, The Promise. That's my sleazy commercial. Have a great day wherever you're at, and keep in touch. Bye for now.